You're listening to SBS News.
NASA says there are no signs of tension between U.S. and Russian crew members aboard the International Space Station amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Joel Montalbano, manager of the ISS, speaking ahead of a planned spacewalk, says borders don't show up in orbit.
You've heard this before, but you know, when you're in space, there's no borders. You don't see country lines or state lines. So the teams continue to work together. Are they aware of what's going on Earth? Absolutely. But the teams are professional. The astronauts and cosmonauts are some of the most professional groups you'll ever see. They continue to operate well. They continue to operate, you know, above all this work. And there's really no tensions with the team. This is what they've been trained to do, a job, and they're up there doing that job.
However, America's ABC News is reporting that U.S. astronaut Mark VandeHei's plan to land in Kazakhstan along with two Russian cosmonauts using a Russian spacecraft could be in jeopardy based on hostile comments from the head of Russia's space agency. Dmitry Rogozin, who heads Roscosmos and is a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, posted a video in Russian on the 26th of February in which he threatened to leave Mr. VandeHei behind and detach the Russian segment of the space station. NASA insists Mr. VandeHei's homecoming at the end of the month remains unchanged. Meanwhile, in an extraordinary act of protest and dissent, a woman appearing to be a Russian state television Channel 1 employee has made an anti-war statement during a live news bulletin apologizing for working for the channel. The woman held up an anti-war sign behind the studio presenter and could be heard shouting, "Stop the war! No to war!" The protester could be seen and heard for several seconds before the channel switched to a different report to remove her from the screen. In a video recorded before the incident and posted online, a woman who appeared to be Ms. Ovsyannikova described herself as a Channel 1 employee and said she was ashamed to have worked for years spreading Kremlin propaganda. She said her father was Ukrainian and her mother Russian.
Sadly, during the past years I worked at Channel 1, I spread the Kremlin propaganda, and I am very ashamed of this. I am ashamed I allowed lies to be told on TV screens. I am ashamed I allowed Russian people to be fooled. We were silent in 2014 when it all started. We did not go out to protest when the Kremlin poisoned Navalny. We simply watched this inhumane regime. Now the whole world has turned away from us, and the next 10 generations of our descendants will not wash away the shame of this fratricidal war. We the Russians are wise and proud. It is up to us to stop this madness. Come out to protest. Do not be afraid. They cannot put all of us in jail.
Meanwhile, deadly strikes have battered Ukraine as Russia threatened to take full control of major cities despite fresh talks to halt the invasion. On Monday, the 19th day of the invasion, the fourth round of talks made no breakthrough, with Ukraine seeking an immediate ceasefire and withdrawal of the Russian military. Other vital matters expected to be discussed are food, water, medicine, and other desperately needed supplies to cities and towns under fire. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russia is fast running out of its reserves, but cautions this is no time to relax.
It's the 19th day of our resistance. Ukrainian armed forces are standing strong with courage and creativity. We're inflicting such losses to the enemy that he doesn't know where to find reserves, where to find help, the help for themselves, for the occupier. It's pathetic, but we have no right to relax. Russia has been preparing for this war for decades. They have accumulated significant military resources for evil, for the conquest of neighbors and for the destruction of the Ukraine and the Europe that we know and value.
Russian forces shelled the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, while Russian-backed separatists said fragments from a shot-down Ukrainian Tochka-U rocket ripped through the center of the eastern city of Donetsk, killing 23 people. Moscow called it a war crime as rebels published photos of bloody corpses strewn in the street, even as the Ukrainian army denied having fired a missile at the city. This comes after the death of a pregnant woman and her baby, whose image was shared around the world when their hospital was bombed in Mariupol. Medical staff rushed the woman from the damaged maternity ward, where she was meant to give birth, to another facility, but she could not be saved. Mariana Vizhegorskaya lived through the airstrike at the maternity and children's hospital and gave birth to a baby girl, Veronica, a day after the attack. She describes what she experienced that fateful day.
It happened on March 9 in hospital number 3 in Mariupol. We were lying in wards when glass, frames, windows and walls flew apart. We don't know how it happened. We were in our wards and some had time to cover themselves, some didn't.
This comes as the United Nations Secretary General has called Vladimir Putin's decision to order Russian nuclear forces to be put on high alert a bone-chilling development. Speaking in New York, Antonio Guterres warned that the prospect of nuclear conflict was back within the realm of possibility.
Ukraine is on fire. The country is being decimated before the eyes of the world. The impact on civilians is reaching terrifying proportions. Countless innocent people, including women and children, have been killed. Further escalation of the war, whether by accident or design, threatens all of humanity. Raising the alert of Russian nuclear forces is a bone-chilling development. The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility.
However, the Secretary General maintained that Vladimir Zelensky's appeals to implement a no-fly zone over Ukraine would only escalate global conflict. Mr. Guterres announced that the UN would allocate a further $40 million from its Central Emergency Response Fund to ramp up humanitarian aid for Ukraine. The funds will help get critical supplies of food, water, medicine, and other vital supplies into the country, as well as providing cash assistance to those in need. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.